Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So Abby thought it would be a good idea to bring another cat inside of her house, a kitten specifically, but you just never know when you bring a new animal in the house how they're going to react with each other.
Turns out there's like a really long protocol to introducing two cats so that they get along, you know, for the rest of their lives. I think a lot of people think like, oh, you just like get a cat and you throw them in a room and you have them figure it out. That is not what you're supposed to do. Apparently cats are very territorial. So in order for them to be able to establish a good relationship with the new kitten that you're bringing in, you have to go through like a 7-step process. And I'm sure you're wondering who comes up with the 7-step process. I'll tell you who. Cat Daddy Jackson Galaxy. And I'm not talking about the one down the hall.
He's Fish Daddy.
He's Fish Daddy.
Not to be confused.
Not to be confused with Fish Daddy. There is Cat Daddy, whose name is Jackson Galaxy. He's a YouTube channel, and he tells you all of the steps you have to do to be able to make sure your cats get along. But I don't think it's working for mine.
7 steps?
It might even be 10. I'm spitballing here.
We've always had multiple dogs in our household, and there is protocol to introducing a new dog into the pack or whatever, but let's be honest, dogs are a little easier than cats when it comes to that instance. They're more high maintenance to take care of. Cats are more independent, but 7 steps seems extreme.
Dogs are kind of like men. Like, you throw them a couple of beers and pretzels and put the game on, and they're like, oh, I'm my best friend. Yeah. Cats are more like women, where they're like sniffing each other out and they're like, I don't know, she kind of looked at me weird.
I'm not going to respect you out the gate. You got to give me a reason to respect you.
So a little backstory. I got a cat about a week and a half, or I got a kitten about a week and a half. I have one cat already. She's about 5 years old. Her name is Della. I've had her for a while, and I just thought she needed a little buddy. So I got another kitten named Betty.
Did she need another buddy, or did you need the buddy?
Can I be honest? I got the cat because I felt really bad that I was leaving Della alone all the time.
So Della, isn't that what cats want?
Yeah, isn't that what they want? Yeah.
No, I think they do really enjoy having companions, but I think just getting to the point of friendship is a little bit tough.
You are traveling more.
I do travel a lot more, and I'm like, you know, I'm at the office more, and I'm not, it's not that I spend like an extended period of time away from the apartment, but I do think it would be nice for her to see somebody other than me.
So I'm just curious then what the indicators were. Like, was she, I mean, if it was a dog, I'd ask you, are they chewing on the couch?
She told her, she talks cat. Yeah.
Okay, was she doing anything to really give you any kind of example, like she was lonely, or is this you processing as you for her?
I have these cat security cameras, and of course, like, I'll check in and just like make sure she's like, you know, alive. And I think I just noticed as I was checking it throughout the day, like if I was gone for 8 or 9 hours and wasn't coming back home, I was kind of like, oh my God, that's so sad. She just like sits there and waits for me to come back. And then when I come back, I'm so boring. Like, I just sit on my computer and she sits next to me. So I thought, you know, she's still a fairly young cat. She would probably appreciate a little buddy.
All right.
So it's kind of backfiring because I don't know if the 7 to 10 step process is working. So I brought Betty home. And the thing is about cats is you're not supposed to let them make eye contact. Like, if they make eye contact, it's over.
Really?
You have to restart the process again.
For how long?
Cat Daddy says you got to wait at least 2 weeks. I lasted 3 days.
2 weeks?
What? So you got to blindfold them or something?
Yeah.
That's going to be tough to keep on, man.
I walked in like kamikaze style. Like, don't look her in the eye. look her in the eyes. And so then I had to take Betty to a separate room. So I put her in my guest room and I had to sequester there for a couple of days. I was gonna try and make it a week, but Della caught on real quick that there was an intruder in the home. She could hear, I mean, obviously Betty's a kitten. So she's like, meow, meow, meow. So Della's like outside the door freaking out, being like, who's on the other side? And then Betty's sliding her paw under the door, like, let me out. She's like taking me hostage. So I made it 3 days, about 3.5 days. And I thought, okay, I've done all the other steps. I have scent swapped them. I have gotten a blanket on them. And I, you know, rubbed it on their fur, and then I had them swap the blankets and switched it so that they can smell each other and realize that they're not, like, you know, a threat. I've done like the pheromone sprays where you brought in the pheromones and you make sure that they had the anti-anxiety pheromones so that even though it feels like there's a threat in the house, there's not a threat in the house. And then you let them see each other but not be around each other. So then I got this massive net that goes in front of the door. And so it was like a Love is Blind reveal where I was like, and here's your new sister. So then, you know, they see each other. And finally, I was like, you know what? I feel like, well, actually, I didn't make this decision. Betty escaped. So then I had no choice but to let them see each other. And it went better than expected. But as you can imagine, there's like a lot of hissing. So yeah. Betty is like, you know, she's 11 weeks old. So she's like, oh, new friend. So she's like, do, 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 do. And Della's like, oh, my God, this intruder is going to kill me. So then Betty comes up to her and she's like, she's swatting at her. And it's the saddest thing because Betty just wants to be besties with this cat. She just came from a home of like 20 other cats. So this, I feel really bad having her here because I'm like, you just have this one other cat that hates you and all you want to do is be friends.
Okay, so I know in the dog world, we tend to put our human rules on dogs where it's really not like that at all. They're animals or packs or a certain way to do it.
They need to sniff each other's butts. It's okay.
Yeah, which Kristen and I have been doing for 12 years. So in the cat world, is there supposed to be an alpha cat and a less dominant cat?
I think so. I don't know if they have to like fight to the death to be able to like decide who's going to be the alpha. I'm hoping we don't have to get that far because Della, as far as I can tell, is a pacifist because she hasn't really tried to fight Betty. But
she's just setting boundaries.
She's setting boundaries. Yeah. But I really want to get to the point where I can feel like I'm coming home to my two kids because right now I feel like I'm living in a war zone. Because every time I come in, I like have to like let Betty out. I have to make sure Della's in the right mood for Betty to come out. But I have to let Betty out because she's screaming in the other room.
Is there an industry, like, is there a cat whisperer that
I'm
can,
sure,
like, do, like, house visits to help, like, a new cat get adapted into the home?
Yeah, I think animal behaviorists don't just specialize in dogs. I think they can do cats and stuff like that too. But man, this thing's going to start costing you a lot of money to bring this cat in the house.
I know. So if we can fly out Cat Daddy Jackson Galaxy to come whisper to my cats, that would be ideal.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Beyonce fans woke up to the worst announcement they could have expected today. Today was supposed to be a big day for Beyonce fans because we saw during the Beyonce Bowl that she was going to have a massive announcement for January 14th. People were wondering, is it going to be a tour announcement? Is it going to be an announcement for Act 3? Is she going to do like some visuals, like a Cowboys versus Alien situation? Is Jordan Peele going to direct it? There was so many fan theories coming out. And I, for one, was very excited to see what it was going to be because I have been waiting to see Beyonce on tour. So I was hoping it was going to be a tour announcement. And of course, there just had to be wildfires out in Los Angeles because Beyonce decided that it was the right thing to do to not make today about her because obviously there's a ton of devastation happening out in LA. So she has decided to postpone the announcement until things settle down.
Good, I think that her is very, very,
very smart.
Was the total right decision. Am I so disappointed? Absolutely, but she really made the right call here.
This is not the worst thing, because you open saying the worst possible thing could have happened.
Second worst possible thing.
The worst thing is like we find out something about Jay-Z tying in the Diddy thing.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It couldn't get worse than that.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Fair enough.
Then there's retirement, so it was not the second worst either.
Oh, yes. Now we're down to third.
Yeah, down to three now.
What else can we put in? She and Jay-Z are getting a divorce.
You got to throw that on there.
Anything else?
Anything health-wise.
Yeah.
Fifth worst.
Anything with the kids?
See?
Six words. She's never going to perform with Destiny's Child ever, ever again.
Seventh worst.
I'd say 30th worst is about safe.
Yeah. Polyps on the throat where she can't sing at all anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Turf toe, like Deion Sanders. She might have got.
She can't dance. She can't.
Of all the things.
So you
I hear it hurts.
You need to retract your statement. I don't retract my
I'm amending my statement. If you are also disappointed this morning, just remember this is only the 35th worst thing that could happen.
So
today.
Long as she doesn't have turf toe, we're going to be okay. Good call.
Sometime around, I don't know, 2:26 p.m. today, I'm going to think about Beyonce with turf toe, and I'm going to fall out.
Just putting it into perspective. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. You know who is having an incredible day today? And I never thought I would talk about these two again in an entertainment buzz because you know what? They had their moment. We've all moved on. But Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag are screaming for joy today because she has hit number one on the iTunes all genre and albums charts 15 years after its release.
And I say I love this for them. I really do because this was such a great way for people to support them.
100%. And who would have thought that in the year of our Lord 2025, I would be looking at Spencer Pratt and being like, you know what? That's love. I want that. I want a love like that. May a love like that find me. So if you're wondering what happened, basically they are out in LA. They live in LA and their home burned to the ground like a lot of other people who live out there.
They watched the security footage. Like they had a nanny cam in their kid's bedroom and just literally watched everything go up in flames.
It was absolutely devastating. And so then Spencer Pratt gets on social media. He gets on TikTok specifically. Another reason why TikTok shouldn't get banned. Look how much good it's doing. But he goes on and he says, listen, like we've lost our home. If you want to support us in any way, like, can you get Heidi's song Superficial, her album, to number one?
Crazy.
And by darn it, y'all did it. Yep. And if you missed the hit 2010 album Superficial, this is a little clip of what it sounds like.
In listening to that song, you guys really gave her a gift.
Yeah. It's a
was this
classic.
The same time that Paris Hilton's song came out, like back in the day also? They were all doing that.
I don't know. I was in middle school.
I think that was Pose. I remember the stars are blind or whatever.
Which I didn't think was a totally and completely off.
No, I don't think it was either. But I think there was like a, you know, because Kim Kardashian came out a song. Paris Hilton had a song. Heidi Montag thought, yeah. I think I think it comes with the territory of being like a socialite or a reality star at some point in time. You got to try to release a song.
Yeah, the evolution of this couple, though, is really interesting. Because if I remember correctly, he wasn't a super likable guy back in the day.
He was a D-bag in Laguna Beach or the hills, rather.
He was like Scott Disick in training.
Yeah.
But I think we kind of see him now for what he is. And he just realized that, like, kind of being hateable is what gets them paid or being polarizing kind of gets them paid. But he really did have a sweet moment on his TikTok where he thanked everybody for getting it to number one.
Every dollar we made from the hills, we put into this album Superficial, and for it to freaking finally get number one in America 15 years after. Do you know how many times we've cried, how much regret we've had about spending all of our money and investing it and believing in Heidi's music even though we knew it was so good, and for it to finally come out
and
be
And then he did that for another 30 seconds. But yeah, okay. You get the point.
That's very sweet, but truly, after listening to that song, Love is Blind.
Yes.
And maybe deaf.
Bless his heart. That's a little DeLulu. I think we all know the real reason why it went number one, not because it's a, you know, music hit, but because people feel real empathy for them and that they lost everything and they want to help them out, 100%. Which I think is very sweet.
And I also think they had a Hulu show that they were about to pitch Hulu and they were about to sign it. And because of the fires, that deal has fallen away also. So this is a nice touch for them.
Exactly. All right. Two FBI agents apparently visited Ben Affleck's home this week. I'm going to tell you why they were investigating the area on your next eBuzz on the Burt Show. Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Third show.
If you're a parent with teens or preteens, you might be a little bit on the desperate side. To spend any kind of time with them at all, with them putting their phones down for an hour and a half or 2 hours. Now, the lowest hanging fruit is probably watching television together. But dang it, as a parent of a teen, I will take that over nothingness, over them going into their room, being on their phones, watching YouTube all day long. Just give me something.
You guys have a hobby together.
Well, you consider watching TV a hobby. Most of the world does it, but I'll give you that.
All right.
Okay, so I've got two for you guys that you can watch with your kids, and I think you both will get something out of it.
With kids or with your teenager?
Well, your teenagers are your kids.
Yeah. I'm saying, but when you hear kids, like, you would say, give me an age range. If
I
that's
think
cool.
This one, the first one, is probably preteen also.
Cool.
Beast Games on Amazon Prime video is really, really entertaining. Now, they're going to attach to this guy because they already know Mr. Beast. So Mr. Beast has put together a game show that is so big. I think there's a $5 million prize, but there's so much jockeying going on between the contestants and so many moral questions going on. And the way he has shot it and the high production of it is so intriguing that you and your teen or preteen can watch it and you can be entertained the entire season.
So I saw a clip that was going viral and they're all sitting or standing on these like risers and this one woman is going to screw her team over and she jumps off the riser to run towards a pile of money. Yeah. But the clock hadn't started yet. And so she got disqualified and now she's completely outed that she was going to screw her team over.
Yeah.
But when I turned it on, because they're all wearing like these same kind of like tracksuits or whatever, it's giving Squid Games minus the murder.
Right. Beast Game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's like physical competitions. You get eliminated, stuff
much,
like that.
Yeah, except you're not just competing for yourself. You get into these teams and there's $5 million on the line. So you're constantly making decisions for your team. Like, should I make the decision to make $20,000 for myself? Therefore, nobody on the team has the shot at $5 million.
Oh, so in that regard, it's similar to the challenge, like Kristen, we watch all the time, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes, okay. And so it's like that. And then, like I said, when I watched that clip, I'm like, this is very much giving Squid Game vibes. But I know Mr. Beast is like very charitable and altruistic. So I know like that's, you know.
Well, that's what he tied into, Beast Games.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's really, really, really good. And the production on it is so good. It keeps you intrigued. All right. The second one is also on Amazon Prime Video. And I know that's kind of like not the go-to Netflix. Netflix is the go-to, but Amazon Prime has got me lately. My Old Ass.
With Aubrey Plaza?
Have you the show. Seen it? You thought I was going to say My Old Ass. Like, My Old Ass loves this show? No, that's the name of the movie.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza and also Macy Stella is in it too, and she is really, really great. But there are so many life lessons in it as parents about time, but also as kids to appreciate their parents. But it doesn't force it down their throat that it's really great watch together. And that's only like 2 hours long.
My old ass.
My old ass.
That's easy to remember.
I assure you will love it, okay? All right, Mo, where's the controversy here with this family over a basketball game and just wanting to get the family together for a little bonding?
So curious what you guys think about this because it's interesting. So yes, Drea Michelle is her name, and she is a media personality, famous for dating a lot of high-profile men, NBA players, and situations like that. So she took her son to watch her new boyfriend's basketball game. They sat courtside, watched the game. She's dating Jalen Green, an NBA basketball player. Doesn't really seem like much to see there until you know the statistics going on. And so Drea has three children, two from previous athletes, one from Jalen Green, new kid. But the thing is, what everybody was talking about and saying was a bit weird was her oldest son is 22. Which is the same exact age as her boyfriend, Jalen Green.
Shut up.
They both graduated from high school the same year, went to college the same year. They are the same exact age.
Okay. And that's weird as hell.
Okay.
That's weird.
I know we're not supposed to judge this year, but come on, man.
Oh, we're judging every year. That never goes out of style, man.
And I know some people are going to be like, yeah, but if the genders were reversed and a guy was doing that, No, that is creepy as hell both ways. It doesn't matter for guys dating a girl who's the same age as his oldest daughter or a woman is dating a man that's a young man that's the same age as her oldest son.
I am 27 years old. I don't want to date 22-year-old boys. So when an older woman wants to date someone who is just freshly graduated from college or has been working for 4 years after high school, it just strikes me as so bizarre.
And think about the son's perspective. Abby, imagine you go home to see your parents. They are divorced, not going to happen, but they are. And you go see your dad, you go out to dinner with your dad, your dad's new girlfriend shows up, and she's the same age as you. She's 27.
And she's 39, for context, for those who don't know. That's the issue for me, right? Date who you want, I don't care. But when your son is 22 and your stepdad is 22, come on, man.
Damn. Right? My head is spinning, man.
I can't put it together, man.
Moral of the story, my parents cannot get divorced.
The Burt Show.
Word nagging is such a trigger word for women.
You have no idea. I am trying not to be infuriated right now.
It's such low-hanging fruit. It really is. But the word nagging about a woman is so triggering. However, is it true?
That's my question.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to ask you guys. I'm going to throw it out to the Burt Show fam. We're going to have a little friendly debate here on the show today.
All right. Let me give the phone number out if you guys want to join us. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
So I was reading this New Year relationship resolutions suggested by a women's magazine. And one of the recommended resolutions was stop nagging. All right. And I can see how that could be a resolution. However, that word is very triggering for me. And I was like, all right, so riddle me this. Are women really nags or are men just lazy? That's the debate I want to throw out there. Okay. Now, listen, this is, two things can be true at the same time. A woman can be a nag. A man can be lazy. However, when I started looking on the internet, it feels like more often than not, women are the one to be attacked for being nags rather than men being held accountable for men not being held accountable for being lazy.
All right. Let's see if there is a politically correct halfway point here. Okay. Is it possible that when a woman says, hey, can you do the dishes, that she wants it done immediately, whereas a dude is turning the football game on, he's going to get to it, but he's just not getting to it on her time. So he's watching a football game. He's hanging out. He's doing whatever he's doing. And then she is getting more frustrated. Hey, dishes, dude, dishes. And he's like, I'm gonna get to it, which already puts her in the nagging category.
Yes, and I just watched a reel yesterday, and this is in like from a mom standpoint. And, kids are always like, Mom, why is mom always yelling at me, going off the handle? This mom walks into her son's room and she's like, hey, I need you to clean up the kitchen. He's like, okay, mom, and she walks out. 30 minutes later, she comes in. Hey, I need you to clean up the kitchen. Okay, mom, I'll be right there. Mm-hmm. Walks out. 30 minutes later, she comes back in. She's like, hey, I need you to clean the kitchen. She walks out.
I wouldn't have had a house anymore at the third time.
30 minutes later, she walks in. She, like, kicks the door open. She's like, get your ass in the kitchen!
Yeah, finally,
he gets up and he runs to the kitchen. So
I am struggling with this very thing right now.
Okay, so so I feel like when it comes to spouses, and, you know, primarily when it's, you know, women being accused of being nags, that you will ask something and you do have an expectation in your head of when it's going to get done. Because whenever that gets done and it's on your mental load and you need to check it off your mental load, when that gets done, that permits you to do something else. But while you're waiting on that to get, you know, you're waiting on that to get done so you can do the other thing. But little does your husband know that there is a system going on in your head, but you need him to do that thing so you can get to the other things.
But in the analogy that I gave, the labels are already there. So he didn't do it fast, quickly for her. So he's labeled lazy. And then she comes back and she starts telling him, hey, how about the dishes? So now she's labeled the nag.
It's so infuriating. So just to give you an idea of some of the, because I started Googling. I'm like, are women nags? Or are men lazy?
Hold on one sec. Let me just go to the phones.
Go for it.
Hey, Bree, good morning. You were on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Nags, lazy, both.
Lord have mercy. So my ex-husband is the greatest man on earth. I love him. We have the best co-parenting relationship. Is a nag. And what makes him a nag is that he will ask me to do things for him that he is fully capable of doing himself. He just wants me to do it. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to do it on my timeline. Mm-hmm. If you want it done on your timeline, do it yourself. You're capable of doing it. But he will nag me every minute of every day, did you get it done, and I will respond with yes or no, I haven't, but I will get it done on my timeline. If you want it done faster, do it yourself.
All right,
it's not that I'm lazy,
so
it's just simply that it's
the timeline issue. So it seems like we're arguing the same thing, but we're really arguing about is a miscommunication of time. So if you were to say, hey, can you do the dishes, Bree? I don't know what you're talking about, but if there was a timeline on it, hey, can you do the dishes within the next 2 hours? Now there's an expectation for both of us. He's got the opportunity to chill for the next two and get to it in 1 hour and 55 minutes. And you have now established,
right,
like,
and if he communicated that well, we'd probably still be married.
Okay. Maybe that's the issue, really, is the time expectation more than anything else.
I think that's the issue for me as well. I just went through this last night, and I didn't feel like I was wrong, but I was watching the game, and I was laying in the bed, and she was trying to move something that was really heavy, and she asked if I could come help, and I was like, sure, 1 second. That was my response. And I just wanted to wait for a commercial. That's all I wanted to do. The commercial was coming within 5 minutes. Within that 5 minutes, I went out to help her. She's sweating from head to toe. She's trying to move it on her own. It's clearly not done the way she wanted it done because she tried to make it a one-person job. I just needed 5 minutes.
Now, 5 minutes is acceptable. There have been times when I have asked for things. And listen, the nagging goes both ways in our household because I know my husband asks me to do things and they fall through the cracks. And so I try to have some self-awareness and a little understanding, a little empathy for the partner that they're busy and they have a lot of things on their plate. But there are certain things I ask, and I'm not kidding you, I have to go back and ask 3 or 4 times, and that's exhausting.
I rarely talk S about my kid. Today's the day.
Okay.
So when I grew up, I had a laundry list of chores. It was ridiculous compared to what my son has. He has 1 to 3 chores a week.
Comparison's a thief of joy.
Well, I'm not having any fun. My joy is gone. So now it's almost, there are some weeks where it's down to one, and that is take the trash out on Monday night for Tuesday morning. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. One. I woke up this morning. Trash was still in the garage after I reminded him last night. I have had temporary insanity before where I have taken the trash cans and I have put them in the back of his truck, in the bed of his truck, and said, hey, don't forget to take the trash out. This morning, I didn't have the energy, so I just put it in front of his door. But I could have taken it out. It was only 15 more feet, but just to make my point.
Mm-hmm. So when I did this, like, Google of, like, are women nags or are men lazy? The articles that popped up, how to deal with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. Relationship advice. Why you need to stop nagging. How to stop your spouse from nagging. When nagging ruins a relationship. And then I came across, Cass, you're going to need to grab a mic because this is so triggering. A man came up with a system to get his wife to stop nagging.
Oh, was it doing what she asked?
No.
In the time that she didn't ask to have it done?
It was not.
Well, here's the problem. When we ask for stuff, right, we're like, cool, we're doing stuff. And for the most part, sweeping generalization, y'all are on your own timelines. But what happens is what Kristen's talking about. Again, generalization. It just doesn't get done.
It doesn't get done. All right. So, and then I came up with stop nagging, but still get your way with WART. So it's an acronym, WART, and it stands for wait, agree, remind, and thank.
I thought the first WA was going to be withhold ass.
So I went through and I was looking and I was like, so four simple stages, says this man. Let me get his name. Says Chris. Chris says, for four simple steps, wait, agree, remind, and thank. It just so happened to spell out WART, destiny. And then it goes on to say with wait, Cassie, resist the temptation to nag. Give your emotions time to cool down and yourself time to come up with a sneaky, effective strategy to present to your naggy at the right moment later on.
Your naggy.
Oh, my God.
This is a gape. Here is Carrie to say, you guys got it all wrong. There is one right for sure. Hey, Carrie, good morning.
Hey, men are lazy.
And what's your definition of lazy? Is it not getting it done at all or not getting it done on your timeline?
Never getting it done at all. You have to tell them a million times until you scream at them, and that's when they'll be like, oh, okay, you know, you're screaming at me, you're nagging a lot.
I feel your pain.
I just want to stick up for men right quick, too, and this is what's important, is I've literally had this convo with my husband, and he's like, I just don't see what you see. Like, it doesn't bother me. So the easiest way to avoid all of this is to have Abby's favorite thing, an adult conversation about expectations around your house when you move in together.
I'm about to have an adult conversation with myself, and that is never get into a relationship. It sounds like hell.
Well, it sounds like it's working out for you.
My conversations are very effective.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Logic says to me, if he shows you a big old red flag before you even go out on your very first date, it's a lucky break. You don't have to waste your time with the dude.
I think what's weird is this guy acknowledged that it was a red flag when I called him out for it. So I was on Bumble, as I usually am, because I'm searching for my soulmate. And I ended up matching with this guy who, you know, seemingly looks normal. This is how it always starts out. You see this guy and you're like, oh, he has a good job. He looks normal. Like, typical education. Seems like a pretty good dude. And then they, like 10 minutes later, you realize why they are on the app.
How many times have you gone out with a guy that's looked good on paper, but has blown up in your face?
Every single time. There's always something, even if it's something small and minute, there is always something that I'm like, you know what? They're probably thinking the same thing about me. But going on these dates is sort of like excavating the reason why they're on the apps.
Isn't that the...
it's a little mystery.
This goes along with my theory about the apps, though. When you take this look, as you said, there's always something little itty bitty that turns me off, or they might be looking at something about you that's so little itty bitty that they just have so much, quote unquote, as I say, inventory, that you just let them go. And the little red flags can seem like big red flags.
Bert, if you saw how I acted when I really liked a guy and little itty-bitty red flags popped up, you would realize that it's just because you just don't have feelings for this person. So you let those itty-bitty things get in the way of a connection that was never going to happen to begin with. For example, so I'm on Bumble, I swiped, and I matched with this guy who, again, seemingly is normal. And that's when the timer starts. We're like, how long is it going to take for me to realize why you're on this app? So I have an introductory prompt. So on Bumble, it used to be a situation where women always had to make the first move. And thankfully, they have listened to the fact that women do not like making the first move. And they have switched it over to now men can also make the first move. So sometimes women can say something, but now men can also say something. So I'm on Bumble and this guy responds to my introductory prompt that is just in my, I don't know if it's like in my bio, but it pops up when you match with each other. So he can respond to it as if I've started the conversation, but in reality, I've done no work. So I match with this guy. The introductory prompt is, what are your green and red flags? And typically they will respond to it. And it's always interesting to see whether they give like their green and red flags for people they're dating, or if they end up giving their green and red flags. Because that was the intention of the prompt. Like, I want to know what your green and red flags are off the bat.
For me, but for you.
But for you. Don't be pointing fingers at me. So he actually ended up giving green and red flags for the people that he's dating. And it said his red flags are racism. Okay, noted.
That's an excellent red flag.
What I wanted to respond was, I'm like, racism's a red flag and not a deal breaker for you?
I do feel like it needs a different flag.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's not a, I was like, it's just a red flag?
That's a valid point.
It depends on how racist.
Is it levels to racism?
Are you a little racist or are you a lot racist?
His other red flags are lack of manners, people who don't drink, and social media influencers. And so I got a little annoyed. I was like, first of all, like, you know who I am. Like, it literally says co-host at the Bert Show on here. So a little rude that you're throwing.
Well, that doesn't make you a social media influencer.
I have 18,100 followers on Instagram, Bert. I'm a niche internet micro celebrity. People are interested in me.
But that's not a career. That's not your career. Your career is this.
That's true.
I understand what he's saying.
Okay. So, but his green flags are like, if you like sports and you have siblings, blah, 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 blah. And so I'm like, okay, this guy seems somewhat interesting. The racism thing's a little weird, but let me go to Google and let me find this guy on LinkedIn and Facebook. And so I go to I find his Instagram after I find his LinkedIn, so I know what his first and last name are. And he's on private, but his profile picture is him at a wedding, like, with his arm wrapped in another woman. And so I'm like, that's a little weird. But then I think most straight men never really take photos except at weddings. So I'm like, maybe this is like the one good photo that he has and he really likes it. Maybe this is his sister.
Because he's in a suit. He's looking dapper.
And he didn't look particularly cozy with the scroll. So I was like, all right. Like,
so the hand placement didn't give what it was.
It wasn't giving like, I'm so in love with the scroll. So I was like, giving him the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, maybe it's his sister.
It's giving, I know this person.
It's giving, this is a woman that I know.
Yep.
And I'm at a wedding. So then I go to Facebook and his profile picture is the exact same photo. So I'm like, this is a little, he like really, you don't look that good in this photo for it to be your Instagram and your Facebook profile pic. So I'm like, you know what? Let me do some intel.
I love that you are
justifying it.
No, well, you're a fascinating creature that like sparks like a tiny red flag. He has the same picture for his Instagram and Facebook. Do you have no other good pictures? Did you really think you looked that good in that
he
one picture?
In that picture?
The
yeah.
way your mind works is fascinating.
I think
to
Abby
me.
Represents the majority.
Which, oh, for sure.
Which, to be fair, I have the same profile picture in my Facebook and Instagram, but that's because I look really good in that picture. So I do some intel, and so I click on the profile picture, and I was like, let me see if I can, if this is his sister. Let me figure out if he is related to this woman or not. And I see, like, this is a girlfriend at some point. Like, whether or not they're together or not, this is somebody that he's dated. She's been in other profile pictures where they look a lot cozier. And so I decide, I'm not letting this go. Because I've never gotten over anything ever. So
save that.
I decided to send him my green flags and my red flags. So I sent him my green flags. I'm like, having good guy friends, work life balance, and being nice to dogs, blah, blah, blah. And then I sent him my red flags. And I said, having no social life, bad eating habits, and lots of pictures with women on social media.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I want him to know that I know. Uh-huh. Because just in case he is stepping out on this woman, I want him to know that other women are doing exactly what I'm doing. And also, I was feeling a little bit bitter about the social media influencer comment. I felt like that was a dig. So then I was surprised. I thought he was going to unmatch or ghost me. But then he acknowledged the red flag. He goes, well, I think I nailed the green flags. Red flags, I hit a couple, but I can explain. And then like the sweating smiley emoji.
Okay.
Pretty much all my pictures on social media, in parentheses, Insta only, are with my ex. I don't get on social media very much. And something else, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, well, first of all, you're lying because I found your Facebook, my guy. And that's what
good God.
I haven't even gone on a date yet.
I'm so glad I'm not out there.
I saw that you had the same profile picture with that woman. So you're a liar and a cheater.
But come on, my dude. If you are on the apps, any intelligent man knows women are going to be digging into your socials. You're putting yourself out there. You're on the apps. The minimum you can do is clean up your social a little bit, and that's removing your ex from your profile picture. If your ex is in your profile picture, you got no business being on the dating apps.
I don't care how little you go on social media. When you break up, you also need to break up with that profile picture.
Yep.
Why do you want your ex in your Facebook profile? You might not go on Facebook, but your Aunt Susie does, and she's going to be asking you about Carol at Thanksgiving next year.
And why can't you crop her out, if anything?
If you really think you look good in that picture, crop it out. So I ignore this guy. I think I'm never going to hear from him again. He liked me on Hinge the next day.
Oh, wow.
This man is obsessed with me, and I want nothing to do with him because I am convinced he is still with
me. And his ex is chasing you.
He's chasing me.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Garrett on here. Burksville listener Garrett wants our help with the War of the Roses because Garrett thinks his boyfriend is cheating with another guy at the gym and wanted our help to find out for sure. Hey, Garrett.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. Okay, so tell us what's going on with you and your dude and why you got all these hunches and why you wanted us to try to catch your man.
Okay, well, I have a boyfriend named Mark. And I'm convinced he's cheating on me with a man from his gym.
And how are we convinced?
Well, okay, we've been a couple for about 6 months. And I'd say we're maybe just out of the honeymoon phase. But, mm-hmm. I mean, we're still, you know, really enamored with each other. But
hey, Garrett, let me just say this. If you're calling a radio station to see if your man is cheating, you're out of the honeymoon phase. Okay. We are officially out of it. Okay.
Sorry to break this to you.
But continue on.
You might have me there. Well, Mark's always lamented about his body since the very beginning of our relationship. So I told him he should join a gym, and he did. And, you know, I thought it was great at first. He seemed really committed to improving his health, but we have this mutual friend I ran into the other day who said something that completely threw me. They were like, I'm so sorry about you and Mark. And naturally, I was confused, and I asked what they meant. They said they saw Mark at the gym with another guy and assumed we had broken up because the two of them seemed like a couple.
Oh, that's not good, Garrett.
That's a great observation, Kristen. You are on in 2025.
I had a cup of caffeine today. You're welcome for my observation.
So I confront Mark about it, and he sort of brushed it off, and he said the other guy's just his accountability partner, quote unquote.
Okay.
So they join the gym at the same time, and they share similar fitness goals. So they've been working out together a lot, and he swears that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. He's just a spotter, huh?
All right, so even so, as a guy that goes to the gym a lot, if there's somebody in there and you start to strike up a conversation and you become friendly, and they're in there at the same time you are, and then you make an agreement, hey, let's just make this 2 o'clock our time, that is something he would share with you.
Right.
Do you have a gym buddy, Bert?
No.
I work out. It freaks me out to have to be at the gym at a specific time.
Okay.
So I don't want to let my accountability partner down. I know I'm going to get in there, but it's probably not going to be every day at 2 o'clock. So I don't do that.
Got it.
Okay, go ahead. Anyway.
I'm just saying that the way my friend described it, it sounded way more intimate than a GM partnership. I've got this bad feeling in my gut. I think there's something going on, and I have to know the truth.
Did he give you an example of what that looks like, to where you feel like it's just too much, more than a gym partner?
I mean, he didn't say exactly, but it's just a vibe, you know? People know what couples look like.
Well, this doesn't make any sense to me at all. We can take the gym out of it entirely and just talk about relationships. If there's somebody that comes into your life that you are seeing 3 or 4 times a week, doesn't matter if it's in a gym, it doesn't matter if you guys are having a cup of coffee together because you're coworkers, mm-hmm. you would share that with your significant other.
You would. Like, yeah. I would come home and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I met somebody at the gym. We have the exact same fitness goals. So we're gonna become gym buddies, and we're going to start helping each other out. Like, I would share that with my spouse.
Or, yes, yeah. As I'm talking about being in the gym, yeah, I saw Mo, this new dude, Mo, we've been hanging out, and he's been helping me out, and I'm helping him. You would just drop that in casual conversation.
For sure.
All right, so you wanted us to test him with a War of the Roses, give him some free flowers, see if he's going to send them to you or his meathead partner, correct?
Correct.
Okay, we did that, and we've got answers for you, okay? Hang out for just a couple of seconds, Garrett, and we'll tell you if he's cheating or not. Okay, it's War of the Roses on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So we've got receipts for our listener, Garrett, here. He's about to find out if his boyfriend is cheating on him or not with his gym partner in the gym. We will find out in just 1 second. Before we get into that, I know there is a panic that is going over the country right now that TikTok might be going boop-bye, but you guys are making a mistake here, and you're making the same mistake that you're making with TikTok, and you just don't know it.
Yeah, so everyone is now downloading an app called Red Note. It is Xiaoyang Shu, I think is how you say it. It's actually Chinese-owned app, and it's like Instagram, but it's all in Mandarin. People are it's like the number one downloaded app in the App Store. Some people are literally downloading it just out of spite, because if you didn't know, you know, TikTok is being shut down because the U.S. government has concerns about China having access to Americans' data. So Americans said, hold my beer, and went directly to China and was like, here you go. Because TikTok is actually owned by a Singaporean company, which is then owned by a Chinese company. Different countries. So they're all doing this and downloading Red Note, which, by the way, I will comment that they don't allow for women showing skin or LGBTQ content. You'll get taken down for that. Even a low-cut top is not allowed. But it is a huge app with a lot of users. And now Chinese school children on the app are asking the Americans joining, the TikTok refugees, the CEO welcomed them, but these school children are asking Americans for help with their homework, with their English homework. So it's kind of fun that it's building a community, but also, like, let's be smart.
Does it even make any sense, though? Because TikTok is being banned because it's owned by a quote-unquote Chinese company, and now we're downloading a Chinese app that looks like TikTok.
Yeah, it'll be the next one. And it's not even a clone of TikTok. It's more like an Instagram clone. It'll be the next one to get banned.
Silly, man. All right, so let's get back to Garrett here, who has been holding on. Garrett wanted us to do a War of the Roses. He's got himself a boyfriend of a couple of months here. And now he just finds out that Garrett's boyfriend has been going to the gym. He's got himself a gym partner. They help each other spot, help each other with their accountability, getting into the gym at the same time and working out. But Garrett just found out about this dude and is wondering, wait a second, shouldn't I have known about this? Is he cheating with this guy?
Well, the way Garrett found out, because it was a mutual friend that, like, came up to Garrett and was like, oh, I'm so sorry about you and Mark, that you all broke up. And Garrett's like, excuse me, what? And it's because they saw Garrett's boyfriend, Mark, at the gym with this other man. And from their eyes, they looked rather cozy and like a couple. And so that's why this person assumed, and that's why you should never assume. But otherwise, Garrett would have no idea that his boyfriend, Mark, has this person that apparently he's become close to at the gym. And Garrett did confront Mark, and Mark came clean about the fact there was somebody at the gym, but it's very much downplaying it, like, this is just my gym buddy, this is my accountability partner, we have the same fitness goals, there's nothing more to it.
And just what I'm miffed about is, if somebody new enters your life that often, let's say they're working out 4 times a week, you mention that in conversation to your partner.
You would think.
Certainly.
All right, Garrett, so you wanted us to do a War of the Roses, which we did, and we have got some receipts for you. Is your relationship over? Or is it just an accountability partner?
All right, Garrett, are you ready for the results, sir?
I think so.
Okay. So Garrett gave me his boyfriend's email. He was offered a free bouquet of flowers, was able to choose from several options with photos. In exchange, he's asked to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order. And the options that Garrett's boyfriend Mark had, oops-a-daisy, a whimsical bouquet of white and yellow daisies with scattered greenery designed to look accidentally charming, great for an apology or a lighthearted gift.
Nothing more whimsical than a daisy.
Stop and smell the rosé.
Snot and smell the rosé? Yeah. Is that what you're about to say?
There's just a lot of snot in our house right now, so it's just very topical. Stop and smell the rosé. An elegant arrangement of pink and blush roses complemented by lavender and wine red accents paired with a tiny bottle of rosé wine, ideal for wine lovers.
That's the one I would want.
I know. I thought of you when I wrote it. Pedal to the metal. A bold and dynamic bouquet featuring fiery red tulips, orange lilies, and golden marigolds wrapped in metallic paper, perfect for someone who's on the fast track. And lastly, you make my heart bloom. A romantic bouquet of deep red roses, pink peonies, and delicate baby's breath, accented with lush eucalyptus, perfect for anniversaries, proposals, or Valentine's Day. And Garrett, your boyfriend Mark, loves the deal because he wasted no time in responding. The first email was sent at 9:48, and he responded at 11:22 a.m. And he selected, yes, Pedal to the Metal.
Oh, vroom, vroom.
A bold and dynamic bouquet featuring fiery red, tulips, orange lilies, golden marigolds, wrapped in metallic paper, perfect for someone who's on the fast track. And
oh, wow.
Mark set delivery for tomorrow. It's going to be delivered to a work address.
Oh, my God.
And it's being sent to Kenneth.
Kenneth?
The note on the card said, to the best gym partner, see you tomorrow for leg day, winky face.
No.
Oh, my God. Nope.
Wow. People don't even like leg day like that.
Absolutely not. First of all, yeah, we know we're lying because dudes don't do legs.
They don't even do that. they don't even meet up for leg day.
That's the biggest offense.
Yes.
All right, Garrett, this is serious for you. We're making jokes about it, but yeah, that ain't right, man.
Oh, God, I knew it. I knew it. I'm sorry, I don't want to curse on the radio, but I knew it.
Your gut was right, Garrett. And also what that person, your mutual friend who saw Mark in the gym with his gym partner, they knew what they were saying.
The universe brought that person to you.
Yeah.
For
a reason.
And the only good news here is that the relationship is still fairly new, so you don't got to waste time with this dude, but move on, my man.
I'm not wasting any time at all. I'm going to call him as soon as I get off the phone with y'all.
Good.
And what a punch to the face. Garrett was the one that encouraged him to join a gym to better himself.
Right.
And no good deed.
Don't you say it.
I'm sorry.
Don't you say it.
The Burt Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
Lowe's has the brands pros trust to get the job done. You can now shop new Catalyst fencing solutions and save big when you do. 10% off when you buy in bulk. Plus, save $180 on a DeWalt 12-inch dual bevel sliding compound miter saw. Now just $449. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/6 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.